So which one are we doing?
It started. We're doing Bobby Mackey's.
Bobby Crappy Mackey's. One of my suggestions, actually. Bobby Mackey's.
Then why are you calling it crappy?
I'm not.
I distinctly just heard you call it crappy.
But it's Mackey Crappy.
See?
So this one actually has some substance to it. This one might have some things that we can point to paranormal-wise and might be true.
The research that I have does kind of bounce around all over the place, so.
Well, and I know it's got a tenuous history. It's had multiple so-called ghost hunters, maybe even some ghost adventurers there that tend to lend the story some help that doesn't really need the help. Right. Right. They just can't let things be the way that they are.
They have to embellish where embellishment's not needed.
But let's get into the history of it. And this one has all kinds. It has residual hauntings. It has intelligent hauntings. It has demons. It has a little bit of murder.
A little bit.
Conspiracy.
Might have quite a bit.
It might.
Okay, Bobby Mackey's Music World is a nightclub in Honky Tonk, located in, I said Honky Tonk, not Piggy Tonk.
Got it. So Jody's not in this one.
Jody is not in this one. Jody was in the last one. It's located in Wilder, Kentucky, and is owned by country singer Bobby Mackey.
That's Jed, the cow. Okay.
We're in Kentucky, not Wisconsin. Urban legends claim the nightclub is the site of hauntings, murders, and suicides. Fun time for all, apparently.
It's a good place to get drunk.
Yeah. Promoted in popular culture as the most haunted nightclub in America. Isn't that what they all say?
They want to get people there.
He claims the site was originally used as a slaughterhouse in the early 19th century, and later torn down for construction of a roadhouse that took on various names, such as the Brisbane, until he purchased it in 1978. So the Brisbane is just one name for it. I'll mention some other names throughout. Like I said, this does bounce kind of all over the place.
Is any of this even proven to be true? Was there indeed a slaughterhouse?
Yes, there was indeed a slaughterhouse. And I think it's like on a riverbank or a Creek Bank.
And what's the Brisbane? What was that?
It was a nightclub.
So it's a nightclub.
Yeah, it's had different names because when the slaughterhouse was torn down, they specifically put the building up for what they're calling a roadhouse. So it's always been a bar since then. It's just had different names.
Was one of them a mob bar?
Yeah, one of them was a mob bar.
What kind of fucking mob do they have in Kentucky?
But Mackey has had it since 78.
They have a lynch mob.
Wow, well, Kentucky, yeah. Wow. Various urban legends and modern folklore claim that the site features a gateway to hell and is haunted by spirits. Ooh. Do you really think the gateway to hell is going to have some spooky ghost noises?
Who knows? I've never seen one. Never been there.
That's true enough. One of the spirits is said to be Pearl Byron, whose corpse was found in a field 2.5 miles from the site in Fort Thomas, Kentucky. Some people say 2.5 miles, some people say 4. But her body was found in the vicinity, I guess, of Bobby Mackey's.
Well, the Ghost Adventures crew made it sound like the head was in the well.
That's a story.
And that she was murdered there.
No.
I'm surprised that that's inaccurate for coming from the Ghost Adventures.
Right. But there are stories that say that they did, in fact, throw the head down the well.
And he confirmed?
You can't confirm it because she really did die.
I know that. Police report saying there the head was found in the
well. The head was never found. That's why they said it could have been thrown in the well.
So we don't know.
The well was filled in shortly after she died.
Why is it the gateway to hell?
because it's where the slaughterhouse was, all that blood and stuff going down there, and they're saying that a lot of the paranormal activity is coming because of that well that's there.
Got it. So, would every slaughterhouse be a gateway to hell?
Well, how should I know?
Because that's several. That's several gateways to hell.
I'm sure there's more than one way into hell, so maybe so.
Okay.
I'm just saying. I'm sure there's more than one way.
To know the rules. Now I know the rules.
I don't know why they call it the Gateway to Hell. That's just the name they gave it.
Okay.
Maybe to make it scarier.
Probably. Head in the well.
Yeah. Because even here it says it's her head was said to have been thrown into the well. Like I said, there's nothing that says it was. There's nothing that says it wasn't. That's why it's an urban legend. Other legends claim Byron's murders were Satanists who cursed the location and vowed to haunt everyone involved in prosecuting the case.
Yep, that was the Ghost Adventure story.
Well, that's not just their story. I mean, they went with that story. That's
the one we went with, because it was scariest.
Right, and it, you know, yeah. But that's been reported more than once, that they were Satanists and that they did, in fact, curse anybody that said that they were going to prosecute the case and all that stuff. There's also a legend that claims a pregnant dancer named Joanna committed suicide with poison in the 1940s after her father murdered her lover, Robert Randall, a singer at the club, by hanging him in the dressing room. So that kind of sucks.
Joanna.
But didn't Bobby Mackey actually make a song with her name in it?
Yep.
I thought so.
And it wasn't a good song, but he did make a song.
Well, it says he's a country singer, but maybe that's why he bought the bar, because he's not a very good country singer.
He's a country singer. Come on, get
him. Of course, we don't like country music, so, you know, it might just be an acquired taste. Investigations have actually failed to find public records of any such events, and research into property records, newspapers, and court files have failed to substantiate claims made regarding the history of the location. The only thing that's for sure is that it was a slaughterhouse.
Okay.
No connection between Bobby Mackey's and the Pearl Bryan murder has ever been established. So, they can't say definitively that she was murdered there. They just know that her body was found, but there was no head.
Okay.
So her head, they could very well have killed her there and put the head in the well and then taken the body elsewhere. So there's no one that says that it happened, but there's also no one says that it hasn't. So it's one of those, you know, who knows type things. Now, according to science writer Sharon A. Hill, the nightclub is often publicized with tales of murders, curses, and hauntings.
Oh my.
Right. However, the current circulated legend has obviously enhanced and occurred additional details in the retelling over some 30-plus years. Hill states that claims of supernatural activity and a portal to hell are completely unsubstantiated. It's ridiculous. One of the most famous stories associated with the location is the murder of Pearl. So we'll talk about her for a second. Pearl was originally from Indiana. She was pregnant when she traveled to Fort Thomas, Kentucky in 1896. So here's the thing. This was in 1896. So records could have been lost. So she could very well have been murdered there, but there's not going to be any evidence of that now. And if it was still a slaughterhouse in 1896, which I think it was, if she was murdered there and there was a bunch of blood everywhere, well, nobody's going to think anything weird about that because it's a slaughterhouse.
Yeah, but a head in the well would be...
How often do people really look down a well?
Well, then how do they know it was there?
How do they know it's not?
That's my point.
Goodness gracious. There are some who believe Pearl was traveling to Kentucky to find and marry the father of her unborn child. Most people say Pearl wasn't meeting with her boyfriend, was meeting with her boyfriend, Scott Jackson, and his roommate, Alonzo Waller, to perform an abortion. Now, the boyfriend was a dentist. So, I don't know how they think dentists can take and make it do an abortion, but there you go. As the story goes, Pearl's abortion, which included the use of dental tools,
neat,
which was just, it's, and poisonous substances, was a hack job. Well, any abortion at the time was a hack job because it was illegal, so nobody knew how to really do it.
Was so, it his baby?
Yes. The story goes that the two of them decided that it wasn't a good time to have a baby because they weren't married, which is just a big no-no in the 1800s. So they decided to get rid of it. And she thought it would be a good idea to let him do it. But there's also a story going that...
Well, if you know teeth...
You know how to take a baby out. But there's also a story going around that it was their intention all along to kill Pearl. They just fed her this story of getting rid of the baby to get her to willingly come to be murdered, I guess.
At what point, though, do you not go if you're Johanna?
That's not Johanna. Oh, we're not talking about Johanna. We're talking about Pearl.
Pearl. Sorry. My bad. Yeah, the abortion seems like we probably need to do it, but you're a dentist.
But here's the thing. He was still kind of like a doctor. And you can't just go to a doctor in the 1800s and say, hey, I'd like an abortion. It's illegal. Can't do it.
It's kind of like calling a chiropractor a doctor.
Right. Well, I guess a dentist is a doctor because he's a...
doctor of...
dental.
Stuff, yes.
Right.
That's so, my point.
Well, I mean,
but
yeah.
You're a dentist.
But a lot of times, too, dentists would do... doctors would do multiple things.
Okay, well...
it's, you know, for that time period. Because they just... there wasn't enough...
If you can extract teeth...
You can extract a baby, I guess. So, seeing no way out of what they had done, Jackson and Waller murdered Pearl by severing her head below the fifth vertebra. I don't know exactly where that's at.
It's up on the neck. It's up above your shoulder blades.
Pearl's headless body was found by a man named John Hewing, launching an investigation into her death. Being such a particularly gruesome murder, the case became a bit of a sensation amongst the people. Jackson and Waller were soon arrested and convicted of Pearl's murder because they said they did it. Yeah, they weren't trying to hide it. The two were hanged behind the Newport Campbell County Courthouse on York Street. They were also the last people to be hanged in the city of Newport, and the gallows were torn down following their execution. So that's just a little bit of history. Although Pearl's body was located in a field about 4-ish miles from Bobby Mackey's, her ghost is said to haunt it. So that's why they think, like, if they actually dispose of the head in the well, they're saying that could be why she's haunting Bobby Mackey's.
Well, yeah, that would be a good theory if that's what's going on.
Because her body was found so far away. That's the only reason it would be there, I would assume.
Oh, yeah, if you took my head, I'd be pissed off.
Right. Paranormal experiences such as hearing Pearl's voice to seeing her apparition have been claimed by people who have investigated. Another tragedy said to have taken place inside of the actual building. In the 1950s, the building was reopened as a nightclub called the Latin Quarter. Being known for their dance shows, music, and illegal gambling, the Latin Quarter was a happening place to be in 1950s Kentucky. The tragic story surrounds the nightclub owner's daughter, Joanna. As this story goes, Joanna fell in love with one of the singers performing at the club. Joanna became pregnant, which infuriated her father.
Infuriated.
That's right.
Right.
Sometimes can't get words out. It happens. Her father was allegedly connected to criminal activity. Joanna's father had the singer killed, leaving her devastated. So, her father supposedly had ties to the mob. Joanna's grief led her to take her own life. She was at least 5 months pregnant when she did so. Her body was later found in the basement of the club. I think the basement is where this well is supposed to be. There's a poem that is still at Mackey's and allegedly was written by Joanna before her suicide. It reads, "My love is deep as the sea that flows forever. You are me. Where will it end?"
Was her suicide confirmed?
No.
Okay.
"I tell you never. My love is as bright as the sun that shines forever. You ask me when it will end. It tells you never. The world may disappear like a castle of sand, but I will be waiting here with my heart in my hand. My love, I love you so much, now and forever. You ask me when it end, I tell you never." So, like I said, some of this stuff can't be, like, they investigated it.
Mm-hmm.
There's no evidence of it, but that doesn't mean it didn't happen. Like, if he has mob ties and his daughter kills herself and he kills the boyfriend, who are you going to tell? You could always say, well, my daughter ran off.
You would have thought they would have discovered bones or...
It's the mob. They kill people all the time and you don't discover it. So, I mean, he could have said to cover up the fact that he killed the singer or had the singer killed, the two of them ran off together.
And it said he was to have ties, but we don't know if that's
happening. Well, yeah, I mean, yeah. But I'm saying, like, if that happened...
If.
And he would say when asked about, he could say when asked about the singer and his daughter, well, they ran off together.
Sure.
And that explains why they're not there anymore. But then if that didn't happen, who left the suicide poem?
Someone could have wrote it just for publicity for Bobby Mackey's. Who knows?
Yeah, I guess that's true. Similar to Pearl, tales of Joanna's ghost has intertwined itself within the history of the infamous location. There are many people who have disputed the stories surrounding the building are nothing but misconstrued stories of the past. So it could have been like those people were actually there, but they weren't there for very long,
sure,
and then just made up the stories.
That happened.
Investigations have failed to find public records of any such events, and research into property records, newspapers, and court files have failed to substantiate some of the claims made regarding the history of the location. So, there was a nightclub called, what was it, the Latin Corner, what I say it was, but there's no definitive proof whether or not Joanna was actually there.
Well, in that time period, what is your...
It's 1950s.
Yeah, so what is your actual Latin population?
Well, we don't even
know. Kentucky.
We don't even know that it was a Latin population and they didn't just call it that. They don't, yeah, so see, you don't know. It could have just been a name they pulled out of their ass.
Like the story.
Right. But poltergeists are also said to have been in the building. There are sworn affidavits from visitors to the building who have given detailed reports of their personal experiences. Some have felt cold chills and a different personality taking over. Some have even claimed that their facial features changed or were contorted when they looked in the bathroom mirror.
This is all the ramblings of drunk people.
Exactly. I was getting ready to say that.
Ramblings of drunk people.
They could be drunk off their ass and they look in the mirror and the stuff's moving. Well, you're drunk. You don't... I mean, come on.
And probably drugs, too. Let's just be honest.
Probably. But it's just... You're drunk, so you could feel cold. And when you're drunk, don't you act like a different person?
Hey.
Hey, sometimes. Hey. Don't drunk people act different?
Hey.
See?
What? Hold on. Your face is morphing. You look like Tom the Cat. Wait a minute. You look like SpongeBob. Wait a minute. I'm drunk. That's the conversation. And someone's like, write that down.
Right now.
We're in the portal of hell. Write it down. Tom the Cat and SpongeBob.
Mackey's lawyers have even advised him to place a sign by the entrance door saying that the building is haunted and that the management is not responsible for any actions of the ghost or ghosts. And I'll be damned if it's not actually hanging up at the bar.
So, let's talk about that for a minute. Bobby Maggie said all this is ridiculous, right?
He has, from the beginning, he said he's never seen anything or experienced anything. And so he thinks it's all to protect him, I guess.
From what?
He's been sued.
What business has been sued because the alleged ghost in the portal of hell at your business has hurt somebody?
I don't know.
It seems like a ploy to me.
You have a bar. People are going to stumble around.
Well, it seems like a ploy to me. Like, ooh, don't you dare drink here. Ooh, there's ghosters.
Right. It could be a way to get people in the building.
Exactly. And then they're like, fuck that ghost, I want to drink.
Right.
Some Kentucky mash. I think the story might be fake.
Well, it could be. There are various manifestations that are said to be dwelling within the building. Ghost children have been caught on the EMF and EVP.
What's children doing in the fucking bar?
Well, it wasn't always a bar.
Yeah, what were they doing in a slaughterhouse?
They probably were working.
Children.
Yes.
Children.
Yes. They put children to work all the time.
Well, it'd be better if it was a bar then, I guess.
There are some spirits that are said to be menacing to the people they come in contact with. That would probably be the whiskey, the Jaeger,
Bob, the Jim Beam. I hear fucking kids.
See?
Where's the kids?
How drunk? See, when they take these affidavits, they need to see how drunk these people actually are.
I do not believe this story. I think it might be made up.
It probably is. But the most entertaining spirit in the club is actually Joanna. Hundreds of patrons have seen her standing on stage performing with Mackie's band.
Boy.
Now here's another one.
Mackie's band. So Mackie's the musician too? Oh yeah.
Yeah, he's a country singer, so he has... There's always live music going on, I mean...
Well, you can call it live something.
Well, he has, like, other bands come in and give them a shot to play for people and stuff. But here, this right here tells you it's an actual haunting. You ready for this? Faucets and lights turn on by themselves, and objects move around the night in plain view.
So, basically, you got some faulty wiring and plumbing.
But... That's all some people need to say it's haunted. It's haunted.
That's right. Don't there,
lights mean, flicker.
There's no need to check out why this is happening.
Right, because, you know, that's it. That's all they need.
The lights flickered. It's Pearl. And then I seen that Johanna. Oh, fuck, you're SpongeBob again. This is just...
People have also reported having their clothing grabbed by unseen hands. It could be the drunk person behind you.
It's coming from portal hell. They're coming up from the well, the head well.
It is said that starting in 1850 to the later part of the century, the building was a slaughterhouse. The sealed well in the basement, which is now known as Hell's Gate, was used to wash away animal remains. So that's what it was. It wasn't like an actual water well.
Has anybody went down this well just to say, you know
it's
what?
Closed.
It's not even hot.
It's filled in. You can't. So well, what not, it is
well, that... Well, then it's no longer a gateway.
What it is that you can see where there's like a little bit of the lip still at the top of the well, and then it's filled in. Like, you can't even go a little bit in there. It's all filled in.
And then it's no longer a gateway.
So her head, at the time that Pearl died, this was actually an operating slaughterhouse. So her head could have been thrown in there. And they wouldn't have noticed it because they used the well to drain and put all the animal remains in. Can you imagine that smell?
Probably smells a lot like the bullshit this story is made up of.
Wow. This is one you wanted to do.
I know. I wanted to do it for a particular reason.
It later became a casino.
Carl!
We're getting to him.
Carl.
It later became a casino and a refuge for mob members who took over the place from Buck Brady, the previous owner. Brady was very distraught after the casino was taken from him, and guess what he did? He shooted himself.
In the club?
It doesn't say if it's in the club or outside the club.
Okay.
It just said he shot himself. There is also said to have been many murders, but not known how many people died at the hands of mob members. I mean, if you get that well that's not quite filled in yet, you get a perfect place to dump them. Sure. And then fill the well in.
It's a portal to hell.
So there you go. It's got to be fed. The building was even used by Satan worshippers, who was said to get strength from the evil history of the building. Oh, now that is, in fact...
documented?
Yes, because that's... Before Mackie got it, it was an abandoned building. And then when he got it, all that crap was on the inside of it. Like, spray-painted satanic symbols and everything.
So the kids in the area were bored and they...
Well, yeah, but I mean...
Went to an abandoned building and put graffiti on the wall.
I'm not saying that didn't happen. But a lot... I mean, Satanists are going to take over... If it's true, Satanists will take over abandoned buildings. I mean, we've seen that when we've watched YouTube videos of abandoned buildings and people...
Hey, I think I found the portal to hell here. We read about it in our Dungeons & Dragons books. No, we ain't got anything to do.
Okay, Dungeons & Dragons is not satanic.
Right. So that's... Let's go and pray to the portal of hell here. I know it's just a well. Shut up, Enos. This is what happened.
Probably.
Spray paint those symbols.
When Mackie first saw the building, he instantly fell in love with it. I don't know why. When he came across the building, he was not even thinking about purchasing a property or even owning a nightclub.
They called out to me.
Exactly.
They said, Bob and Mackie, you can serve the drunk.
That, I mean, basically, as it says here...
And sing your music and they'll think it's good.
I don't think that's even possible. It says that he stated that voices were speaking to him and telling him to get the building, so he did.
He's schizophrenic. Okay.
Wow. Mackie's wife, soon after they, you know, moved into the building and started doing renovations and stuff on it, was clawed at and pushed down the steps while pregnant. Even workmen and contractors renovating the establishment also reported all kinds of activity, such as moving objects, anonymous noises, and in some sinister cases, being pushed, slapped, punched, or scratched by unseen hands.
Bobby Mackey told me that when we were renovating the building, things were being moved.
Well, I mean, there's
Sir,
people...
Sir, did you witness it? Bobby Mackey told me.
Well, the contractors are saying this stuff happened to the point where they would not come back into the building and finish. They had to get multiple contractors to come in.
I wonder if they got paid extra for that.
No, I don't know. One of the most well-known incidents revolves around then 20-year-old Carl Lawson.
Carl!
Who started work there cleaning and painting. He later moved into the attic of the building and becoming a permanent caretaker.
Carl!
It says Lawson immediately began to complain of being absolutely tormented by supernatural, paranormal, even
evil entities.
Yes. He even said he was being attacked and possessed by demons that he believed to be crawling out through the slaughterhouse well in the basement, which he was convinced was a portal to hell.
Right. And the biggest thing was he said they were coming in through his butthole.
Oh my God, he did not say they were coming in through his butthole.
So, when I looked this up, the biggest thing I wanted to find out, because I know there were several exorcisms of Carl Lawson. You can see him on YouTube and Ghost Adventures, you know, because they're
really
so, they're so credible. Yeah. They put him on. They put a couple clips on their show, and obviously, when you look at Carl, you can see that he's not possessed. This is not a possession.
No, it's not.
This is a man with a mental illness, yeah. Or he's acting,
he's a little slow.
And I could even tend to go that direction and highly impressionable, easily manipulated. But I will say that when I looked, the one thing I wanted to look for, especially with his exorcism, was to see if there was a name. How did he become possessed? Did he invite these things in? Can't get any answers to that.
Yeah, there was no...
But you can read the bio on the book. If that tells you anything, there is a book.
Not surprised.
So yet another moneymaker. Who the hell, and especially after this guy died, would try to profit off this man's torment? Because either...
Fagan?
Yeah, any way you slice it, he was tormented. Because he believed he was possessed. And I think he did believe that.
Oh yeah, he wholeheartedly believed that he was being possessed by demons and that they were coming up from the well and getting...
Right. Obviously, because that was a story that he had been told.
Yep.
Because the apartment wasn't like it was over top of this well.
No, it wasn't over top of the well, but it was.
So how the hell did he know where they were coming from? They were coming from his head.
Well, the well, he was the caretaker. The well was in the basement of the building, so he would have seen the well. I mean, it's you can see that it's there and that it, what it was.
All right, and he was also, he liked the alcohol a bit.
Oh, probably.
No, he did. He liked the alcohol a bit. So that's also something that could lend to his claims. Could he have been possessed? Maybe. But why? Why?
Well, if he was possessed, it would have been one of those ones where he was, if he did have something like mentally slow or unstable about him, it would have been easy to trick an invitation out of him.
I guess.
So that could have been why.
Yes.
I mean, there is weird stuff that happens around there. It is documented, but
okay, what's
how
the weird
many
stuff?
People?
Let's go over it. What's the weird stuff?
Well, the stuff moving at the bar. You know, there's footage of bottles falling over, of cups being pushed.
Okay, so
slid down the bar.
So put on your thinking cap. Could any of that be?
Oh, it could be staged. It could have strings.
Anything. Anything. It just even sitting it on unlevel surface and then tapping the thing or a time thing that hits the board.
Right.
So it, you know, I mean, that's all stuff that's plausible. Plus, it's not like you're trying to fool a room full of scientists. These are drunk, majority redneck folks.
Well, yes, Kentucky.
Who are just enjoying, which is nothing wrong with that.
Enjoying some good country music.
Right, and there's nothing wrong with that. They've worked hard all week. I feel bad for them because they're getting taken advantage of. And you have somebody back there who's playing up the lure of this building.
And it may not even be Bobby Mackey, because I can't say I can't believe, but I'm going to say I would like to believe that he would not push his pregnant wife down the steps to make the story better.
But we
because I believe they had trouble getting pregnant. No, she comes out. There was evidence. She had pictures of the scratches and stuff.
Okay.
And people saw her fall down the steps, and then they had to rush her to the hospital because I believe they had trouble having babies, and she had miscarried a couple of times, and this one was sticking, and she was going along perfectly, and then she fell down the stairs.
But she profits if the building profits, right?
Well, yeah.
So she could have scratched herself. All that could have been staged as a part of this.
Well, yeah, I guess it could. I mean, that's what you always have to have in the back of your mind about any of these haunted areas that people are, like, really publicizing are haunted. You know, are you doing it because of the money, or are you doing it because it's really happening and the money's just a nice little side thing?
So what else? Tell me more about, you know, about Carl. Mostly about Carl.
Well, I mean, that's pretty much it. I mean, I think you found more on Carl than I did.
Which was not a whole lot.
There really isn't a lot. I mean, you don't really know much about him before he starts working there, and then he ended up dying. Didn't he kill himself? Was that what it was, or was he sick?
I think he was sick. The main thing was, though, is that they tried to do this exorcism of him, again, unsanctioned by a church, and it wasn't even Catholic.
Mm-mm. I think it was just a priest or somebody they knew or something.
I don't necessarily believe it has to be Catholic priest, but
I just think you get better results if it's actually a Catholic priest.
I just feel like if they really thought this was an issue and this was a problem, they would have probably sent in the big guns, I guess, so to speak. But they didn't attempt to rule it out as a psychiatric condition. They didn't attempt to look at it medically. They just automatically, this is what it is. And if you watch
that's what Catholic priests do.
And if you watch, they're on YouTube. If you watch them, he slips up several times, leading me to believe that he's in full control of what he is saying.
Yeah, yeah. And he doesn't do your classic speaking in tongues or speaking in a different voice.
Right. He alludes to an entity having control of him and that he's not going to let him go.
Right, that's all he just keeps saying it. The entities from the well are getting me, or they're coming for me, they're going to kill me, they're going to kill everybody here, they're going to make me kill everybody here. But he doesn't say who, how many, what, or any of that stuff.
No.
I mean, he doesn't give any kind of name, which I know a lot of times
And for being so scared, he never moves out of that.
He never moves out of the... Yeah, he stays there for quite a while.
Or nobody ever says, hey, look, this seems to be affecting you in an adverse way. Let's get you moved out of here, get you someplace different.
But I do think that he eventually did have enough and moved out, because didn't they have, like, a lot of trouble talking him into coming back for the... a Ghost Adventures episode.
Yeah, until they presented enough money, I'm sure.
Yeah, well then, yeah, I think, yeah. Then he was all for coming back.
Right.
And then, you know, having the slaughterhouse there already puts, like, some ickiness.
What's Bobby Mackey doing now? It's still open, right?
It's still open, yeah. Bobby Mackey's is still open. I mean, it's still there. They still have music and drinking, and he'll probably have that open until he dies.
And yet nobody's been killed there that we know of.
Not that we know of. All the old supposed murders and stuff took place before he bought it.
So for all the evil entities in the portal to hell, really...
It's just...
The only thing bad that happens there is the music.
Right. And you get touched, cold spots. But again, like we said in the last one, if it's a real ghost, it's not going to be cold spots. It's going to be hot spots.
My problem with this is Bobby Mackey this whole time says, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. But he allows ghost hunters to come into his establishment. He kind of plays everything up. He even wrote the song about Johanna when there's no proof that that actually happened.
Apart from some suicide poem that anybody could have left there. It's a bar.
Including him. Also, the fact that your attorney normally doesn't tell you to hang a sign that you
there
could
are
be,
ghosts in the building.
And that you could be injured by the ghost.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. So... for someone who doesn't believe, he sure goes a long way to make sure that everybody knows that there's ghosts in that building.
He really does. I mean, he really, really does.
And really, honestly, again, I think Ghost Adventures was there for a day, maybe two. Like, nobody's really done, like, a full-scale, like, overtime investigation. I'm sure that there are things there that do happen that are weird. Your slaughterhouse, you know, you're taking lives, but they're animal lives, but it's still life.
It's still life.
And you're taking those lives, so that energy does remain.
And it's Kentucky, so there's probably some Native American slaughters along that
sure.
area, too. Because if it was, I'm almost positive it's by a water source. So there would have been villages
sure
right around
and
there.
And I'm sure there has been murder or... some sort of attempted murder or injury.
And if the mob owned it, you know there's some funky shit going on there.
That has been going on, yeah. I mean, why would the mob be in Kentucky anyway? That's weird.
Because you wouldn't expect them in Kentucky. There's mob everywhere.
I don't know. It just doesn't seem like a place where the mob would thrive. But they had illegal gambling, so maybe that was there.
Well, I mean, obviously they didn't, or Bobby Mackey wouldn't have the building now.
Well, at the time, though, they did. Maybe it was because of the illegal gambling, and that was their foothold.
Could have been.
Do I believe it's haunted? Maybe a little bit. Maybe something goes on there. I do not believe it's a portal to hell. That just... A portal to hell, I mean, I guess it's different for everybody. But the way that they are describing it is that there's evil entities crawling out of a well. I would think that if that was the case... I mean, goddamn. Set up a camera. Shit.
Exactly.
That's something that everybody would want to see. Why don't you have a camera on that motherfucker full time?
If this place is really haunted, you should have the CCTV all over the place.
Right. I mean, personal accounts are great. Yeah, that's I mean, and you have to at least consider it. But it's a bunch of people that are probably drunk.
Oh, there's no problem.
Or they have a stake in saying it. Like, there's
right.
a reason for them to say this.
Because they're going
to
profit from it somehow.
Yeah. I don't believe, and I don't believe Carl Lawson was possessed. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt and say he was heavily influenced.
Right.
Maybe susceptible, but I don't think he was possessed. And it, certainly if he was, it wasn't by anything evil. They don't typically just let go like that. I'm trying to think of anything else that would lend to the supernatural, whatever. There's just too many questions, too many holes. The stories are not consistent.
And your supposed ghosts, you can't even really place them at the scene.
No.
You really can't.
And you can't tell me who they are.
Well, Pearl, you're just taking advantage of the fact that there was a murder that occurred around your building.
You've built the story of Johanna.
Pretty much, yeah.
I mean, who knows what really happened? There may have been a Johanna there. But you've kind of built her story. You know, like, She committed suicide because her friend, her
father
boyfriend,
killed her boyfriend.
Yeah, and you know, now she gets up on stage and she sings with Bobby. Well, that's inconsistent. If she committed suicide, obviously she was depressed. Why the hell is she getting on stage singing? That doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't.
Why would she leave a poem like that?
It was a suicide poem.
Yeah, a suicide poem.
I guess to kind of explain that because she loved him so much, she couldn't keep going. Or maybe it wasn't even a suicide poem. Maybe it was a poem that she had written for him, to him, that he never got, and they just found it after she committed suicide.
I'm 99.9% sure.
And I saw the writing. I saw, you see a picture of the poem. That does not look very feminine handwriting. I mean, it really doesn't.
99.9% sure she didn't write it. It was something that was staged. They found it. They put it someplace where they could find it and said, ooh, look. Ooh, see, there was a Johanna. Ooh.
Yeah, because it's still in the building. I think it's like framed and in the building.
Of course. Why would you do that too?
Right.
Why wouldn't you try to find whatever family this lady had and give it back to them?
Right.
You know, whatever descendant.
It doesn't look like female handwriting. Even for the 1950s, it doesn't look like female handwriting.
It is a place I'd like to visit, though. It is a place, I mean, just like Amityville, I'd love to visit Amityville. I would love to, at least, you know, this is where all the controversy is. I'd like to just see it for myself, you know, and feel, and see if there is a feeling that you get from being in a place like that.
So well, Mackey's would be more doable than Amityville, because Mackey's you can go into.
Yeah, we're not that far away, either.
We're not that far.
So, what is your verdict?
It's a bunch of bullshit.
I think so.
I mean, it's a good story.
It is a good story. It'd be a good movie.
But I don't think it's actually haunted.
I'm surprised they haven't done a movie about it. To be honest.
I don't think they have.
Yeah. If you guys are into it and you guys kind of believe this and you're intrigued by it, check out the Ghost Adventures thing on YouTube that has this episode.
Yeah, it's about Bobby Mackey's. Because they, I think, are actually what repopularized Bobby Mackey's.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So in the earlier days when they were trying to get places to go, and this was something that the Travel Channel had.
Where you might have actually been able to believe what was happening.
Which I think in that episode, anything that was caught was questionable. It was
It was like stuff knocking over. Which
have you ever noticed that though? It's like, oh my God, did you see what just happened?
He's very, very excitable. And that's why we had to stop watching it, because he drove me nuts.
Oh my God, did you see that? And you didn't see anything. It's, they're coming in after the fact, and then they're just telling you what happened.
Right.
You know, they just happen to not have the camera on at that time.
Turned around before it happened.
Oh, my battery just died. I had to change it.
Yeah. Whatever.
You know, or the tape ran out. I had to do it. You're still using tape? You know, just dumb stuff that, you know, honestly you can't believe. And this, again, one of the main members of that team actually had come out and said that 80% of it's faked. If nothing's happening, we make something happen.
Right.
And that's why they got it. So it really makes it extremely hard to believe, knowing that too, even if you wanted to believe in the lore, you can't really.
Because you don't know what they staged and what's real.
Right. But if you're someone who wants to believe in it and you want
to
believe,
you're
all
going
that's
to,
real,
regardless of anything anybody says.
Right. And everything is going to be excitable to you. Everything's going to be evidence to you. It's not going to be anything that you're going to try to rip apart. We don't rip it apart because it's fun. We rip it apart because we want the truth. Did it really happen that way?
The only thing that you know for sure is that there's a well and it used to be a slaughterhouse.
Right. That could be anywhere.
And that Pearl was there and he said that he was possessed. I mean, that's all you
know. And that Pearl's dead now.
And that Pearl's dead. Yeah, that's a documented case that really happened. But you can't actually place Pearl at the scene. You can put Pearl anywhere from 2.5 to 4 miles close to
but,
the scene.
But, you know, she's 2.5 miles away.
Right.
Which her head
was never found.
And it could have been somewhere else. It could have been thrown in a lake. By that point, animals could have got a hold of it and gnawed it to the skull.
Yeah, you don't know what they did with the head after they cut it off. And they never said. They never told them what they did with the head.
So, I think our next one, we're going to move a little further north, right?
Yes, we're going to do The Haunting in Connecticut.
Ooh. Have you guys seen the movie? It is disturbing. The movie's a lot scarier than the story.
Always is.
Yeah, I know, right?
I mean,
it's another Warren case too. So, That really throws up a lot of questions, apparently.
Yeah, now. And this case is actually one of the ones that made us question Ed's sincerity.
Through the research.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay, well,
This one was kind of a short one.
It was, but there wasn't much to it. I mean, when you get down to it, there's, like most cases, unless it's got a storied history, it's not really that exciting. So, but the fact is that we were able to kind of come to some logical conclusions.
That odds are it's just the building is old and uneven and shit falls over.
That's true. I will say, though, that we've had stuff happen to us that we can't explain. But if you tell it to somebody, they're going to say, where's the proof?
Exactly.
So there's always that possibility.
Right.
But we're also not trying to publicize and make money off of it either.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, that's... That, I think that is the difference is in the intention.
Of how you handle it and what you're doing with it. Right.
So, anyway, thanks for joining us on this podcast. And we hope to have you at the next one.
Bye.